Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute, and you are joining John Jacob Schmidt and Lady Liberty. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there, and happy Fired Up Friday, as yeah. I'm sure I think every Christian patriot around America right now is completely fired up. And so, you know, well, yep. We've got a whole program ahead of us, so we're right. Looking forward to it.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, lots of good things to come. I've got some great, the word of the day is going to be awesome, like it always is. Awesome like a possum.
That's right.
And you've got, the audio file.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you want to make that announcement that it was supposed to be up Tuesday, but our internet is still down at the Redoubt Liberty Ranch. And it's been a challenging week, to say the least.
Yes. It has. But, you know,
research,
like
run into town, back to the ranch.
They say, when you're over the target, you take lots of flack.
Oh, man. You're definitely right? Over the target.
Yep. So, and proud to be there. So. It's kind of like Trump and his family were saying, you know, thank goodness it's us and not somebody else because we're tough and we can take it.
Right.
So, I had on Monday, I had been reading something out of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 33, which reads basically that the high places in Israel were not taken away. I mean, they had been doing all of this idol worship and sacrificing to false gods on these high places. And then they had a new leadership change, right? And they stopped doing all of that. It says, nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not directed their hearts to the God of their fathers. And so I was commenting on how that means that they kind of repented in their minds, but not in their hearts. They hadn't directed their hearts to the God of their fathers.
Right.
And so then the question I had was, so how do you know if you've truly repented in your heart? Like, you know, do you have a sin that you keep going back to that you can't seem to get victory over, that you feel like you're a slave to this thing, you repent, and then sure enough, you go right back to it, and
yep.
And it's just a repeat offense one time after the next. And so this is an example of that 2 Chronicles 20:33, where when you keep reoffending in the same sin, it's because you haven't repented in your heart. You've repented in your mind,
right.
But not in your heart. And there's a huge difference. And so
the difference, you know, would be like somebody who's addicted to pornography.
Right. You know,
they repent of it in their mind because they take all those magazines and they put them in a box and then they stick them in the attic.
Yeah.
So I will not look at them,
right? Yes, right. They don't burn them.
They should be
They don't burn them or take them to the dump.
Absolutely.
They keep them in the attic or something.
Yeah, they should go in the wood stove.
And I'm not laughing. I don't think it's funny. I'm just saying that this is kind of a common pattern,
yeah.
And we're hearing this so much across the board from the church that people are struggling with reoffending the same sin over and over, and they can't get victory over it. And this is why 2 Chronicles 20:33. It's because they had not directed their hearts to the God of their fathers. So I put together this procedure that is posted on our Podbean address at radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com.
Yeah.
And it's called it. We're not going to broadcast it on air, but if you choose to go and look at it, look at this for yourself. This is, it's called an exercise to help you with true repentance in your heart.
It's actually to listen to it.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Yeah. You can listen to it, and it's a procedure that you can write down. You can work your way through this procedure on your own time if you're so interested. And so, it's just there as a resource for everyone if they care to, or if they have that.
What's the title
issue
of it again?
An exercise to help you with true repentance in your heart.
That was a great podcast, by the way. That was really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I liked it. And it was set to the theme. It was kind of a little throwback because the music bed that you used was from the political church.
Right.
And before that, it was Liberty State.
Yeah, Liberty
the Liberty
State Radio.
State Radio, which is Lady Liberty from, you know, behind the microphone at Liberty State Radio. Very cool. So it was really kind of cool to hear that again, but very well done, very well presented. And so, yeah, we put that up on radiofreeway.com on the Podbean site. We haven't been able to get the updates up to the websites because we've had some type of DDoS attack on Amron.com, and which is not uncommon. And then Radio Free Redoubt is just a matter of being able to go, you know, to go to where we can get internet, and then we're basically doing triage right now.
Right.
Critical path items get dealt with. Everything else, we're just going to have to put on the back burner. Yeah,
I wanted to apologize because we had a few listeners that contacted us and said, hey, did you guys post that repentance of the heart thing? And and I said, gosh, I'm so sorry, not yet. And so it is posted as of today. You can go there and just pull it up on Podbean. It'll be right there.
And well, I want to also mention, speaking of Podbean, we've had listeners say, hey, I went to Podbean and I looked up Radio Free Redoubt and I can't find it. There's only one episode. And so I don't know how this happened, but if you go to type in Radio Free Redoubt with the spaces, it shows one episode. I don't know why. It's listed Radio Free Redoubt with no spaces. It's all like all one word, and boom, there's, you know, 500 and some odd, however many from the beginning, 2 million downloads. I mean, there they all are right there.
Right.
So yeah, all one word, Radio Free Redoubt, no spaces. And then that'll take you right to
dot podbean.com.
Right. Dot podbean.com. But some people just download the Podbean app and they're going, all right, now let's search for Radio Free Redoubt.
Right. And also if you want to, email either of us, you can email JJS at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com, and you can email me at themorningcommute7am, that's the number 7am at gmail.com. And so we totally appreciate all your guys' input and feedback. It's been awesome and so supportive, I'm going to be reading a listener's brief letter today after we go over a little bit that was from the news, because this listener had a great email feedback on it, and so we're going to share that later. But the word of the day today that we need to get to comes to us from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, which read, "You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. As you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." And so this ties in nicely with 2 Chronicles 20 verse 33, as a matter of fact, because it's talking about that you would walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory, because you can do this through repentance. That is how God washes you clean, how he cleans your garments so that you can be in his presence and not be a filthy thing, right?
You know,
it's, you know, symbolic as we're speaking it now, but once we get into heaven, we actually will be wearing these awesome white garments before him. And you can imagine everything in his kingdom is going to be quite orderly and neat, and so therefore we will need to be as well. This is what we're talking about with repentance. You know, you leave your filthy clothes at the door.
Right. Muddy boots.
Yes, you ask him to forgive you of all of your filthy sins. He cleans you up, gives you a good scrubbing, and forgives you, and there you can go. You don't muddy up his house.
Right.
And so what's also cool, you do want to do this. You do want to repent. It is a good thing, because it says here in verse 9 of chapter 1 in 1 Thessalonians, it says, "For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come." And so in verse 9, they talk about the same thing from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 33 as well, where they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. That's exactly what they're talking about. And that means that they've turned in their hearts, not just in their minds. And so then when we're talking about the utter magnificence of God and why you want to be in his presence, right? That's another thing as well. Like, well, why would I even want to be there? And well, I mean, I don't know if any of you have read all the descriptions throughout the Bible of God, but he's so utterly magnificent in every possible regard. He's holy. He's holy, right. And he's perfect. And he is love. And, I mean, gosh, who wouldn't want to be around the God of love, right?
Yep.
And it also describes, this one describes Jesus on a white horse here in Revelations 19:11. It says, "Christ on a white horse" is the title. It says, "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords."
Wow.
And so you want to be there.
Yep, that's right.
You want to repent and you want to be there.
That sure is where I want to be.
That's where I want to be.
Tell ya. All right, well, we've got a lot of stuff to be fired up about. They are aggressively looking through some of the patriots that were at the Capitol on January 6th. They've arrested some Oath Keepers, and they've arrested some 3%ers, and somebody apparently, supposedly, allegedly had some unregistered explosive device. But what they're doing is they're looking through social media. And this has been an ongoing thing from the Bundy days, about talking to the Patriots about using OPSEC, operational security, not blabbing your mouth about your operations and what you're doing. And when you do need to coordinate something, that you use secure communications. And these folks that were arrested for coordinating, apparently this aggressive, they're aggressing the state capitol. They were doing this on a Zello application, a walkie-talkie application on their cell phones. And of course, this is all on a server. It's not secure. And so it could easily be subpoenaed, especially nowadays with the FISA warrants, or basically just for the asking. I think most of these companies, now these big tech companies, will just hand information over for the asking. So Patriots need to start thinking differently. You know, you can't be, "Oh, I'm not afraid. I'm going to, you know, speak what I have the right to speak what I want to speak, and I'm not going to be, you know, afraid of them." And well, then you can go to jail. you know, because
right. Well, and this, gosh, this is the most bizarre era. You and I can barely even wrap our minds around what has just happened. Right. I mean, this is such a catastrophic adjustment in the way you and I think on a daily basis,
right,
that to think that the Republic has fallen, that,
yeah,
that a coup, yeah, has happened and so far nothing has been done to correct it.
Right.
And that is so un-American that we're not seeing a huge, huge uprising.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 100 million of us, just people voting, let alone other people that, you know, still support him. That,
exactly.
You know,
but they know that. That's what they are afraid. The
right,
left
right.
are scared to death. They're going to weaponize every tool they have at their disposal to investigate and prosecute and make it high profile.
That's
Meanwhile,
right.
Black Lives Matter and Antifa are still carrying out violence, and it's not getting any coverage at all. Anarchists, here's from the Forward Observer. Anarchists call for suburban riots to regain 2020 drive. So they want to regain this kind of what they feel is a lull, was a lost momentum.
Right.
And so in response to, this is from Forward Observer, which is a intelligence analysis outfit that really is kind of geared toward preppers, people that want to, you know, try to assess threats that might be around you and watch former intelligence analysts who are using their skills from the military to apply it toward civil unrest in the United States and what that might mean for us, how it could impact you. So
right.
they do a great job of this. But so they track stuff that the media is not going to talk about. And a lot of even conservative alternate media isn't really covering either. But anarchists call for suburban riots to regain 2020 drive. In response to a loss of momentum of 2020 level riots, the anarchist groups Leveler and Ultra called for leftists to shift their efforts away from large metropolitan areas and focus on the suburbs or smaller cities. You know, this is not just overreactionary folks, patriots like in Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint or Kenosha, Wisconsin. These, you know, small towns, really, where patriots stood to defend businesses from being burned to the ground.
Right.
So that's very real. They observe that urban areas are heavily policed, awash with surveillance systems, and can easily be cordoned off to stifle rioting. They stated and provided supporting materials that detail the weakness and advantages of these smaller cities. They noted that suburban police departments tend to be heavily equipped, but lack the experience and skill to handle unruly crowds. So,
you know, do you mind if I just interject here for a
yeah.
minute? What these people don't know will hurt them.
All right.
Can
right.
I just say, oh man, do we wish to see them come to our small towns.
Right. Good
because
luck.
That is where you're going to find the people that won't have it.
Here's the problem though. We have, and by the way, this is not the Biden administration. This is the Biden regime.
Yes, this is the Biden coup.
This is a regime.
Yep.
And what's going to happen is it's like the little, I've had this happen to me when I was a kid, where this bully was pushing me around and I'm trying to all be compliant and not because he's bigger and he can, you know, beat me up. Well, I finally get away from him. So he's got a younger brother that's about 2 years younger than me who comes up, starts talking his smack, and then starts kicking me. Well, the big brother's there is like 2 years older than me, and you know he's I don't know like 15 years old. And I'm maybe 12, and so the 10-year-old kid has to keep punching me and kicking me. And if I do anything back, then the big brother's gonna you know pulverize me and kill me. So that's what he says. I'll kill you. I will kill you if you lay one hand on him. You know, and. Now, that whole situation got resolved, but that's for a different time. But
I love those stories, by the way.
That is exactly what's happening right now, because you get the 10-year-old kid is kicking us in the shins, and if you do anything at all, this regime is going to send the FBI, Department of Homeland Security,
right.
the local news. Everything is going to be focused on the patriots, just like what they've done with Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
He defended himself against communist revolutionaries on the streets of America who were committing arson. And they threatened him with his life. He defended himself. And now they're trying to prosecute him. That's the kind of garbage we got to look forward to.
I know, exactly. And so we will defend ourselves, and that is what the Christians are to do. The Bible says we are to defend ourselves,
yep.
defend our families, and defend our nation
That's right.
from the enemy.
No matter what they call us, we are not the attackers. We No. are not the aggressors. We can be aggressive, but we are to defend ourselves,
yep.
and we are defending America. We're defending the Republic.
And we will.
We're defending the rule of law. We're defending our birthright.
Yep.
We are defending what is rightfully ours.
That's right.
And
the reason
we're not going to apologize.
Let me explain to those of you communists out there that are listening that don't quite get this picture, that actually have believed what you've been told about the left being the true America or whatever, and their America was never great to begin
the
with,
new
and
America.
So you know what is there to go back to make it great again. Let me describe to you why that is a lie and why you need to recognize that as a lie, because America has never, ever once allowed communism legally.
It's even
in our Constitution that communism, socialism, fascism are all illegal in this nation. And so for suddenly there to be this communist regime occupying the office of the presidency through a stolen election, the only way that could possibly happen is through a coup. You guys do not belong here. You never have.
Nope.
And it is a lie to say that you guys are the true Americans and the patriots are the enemy. You guys have flipped it, and that is not true. We are the true Americans. We've been here since the 1600s, and we are the ones that have established our Constitution and all the laws that have been congruent with it ever since. Hmm. Give or take a few in the last couple of years because of the communist infiltration and takeover.
Right.
So don't be deceived. We're begging you, understand that if you are a communist listening to this, you have been grossly, grossly deceived, and you are on the wrong side of the tracks.
That's right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Speaking of folks that are living in suburban areas might be concerned about some of these future threats, you can learn to defend yourself in your home or your place of business, in your vehicle, your firearms, the world that you live in, operate in, get the home field advantage with professional training from Strategic Self-Defense. And the website is strategicself-defense.com. And we'll be back right after this to wrap up about a 1 minute segment two.
Oh, wow.
Our fourth obligation is to understand propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Propaganda techniques as used by both the communist and the socialist.
One in 1,000 African Americans has been killed because of the coronavirus. And if he doesn't do something quickly, by the end of the year, one in 500 will have been killed. One in 500 African Americans.
Thousands of good, loyal Americans have been duped into actually aiding the communists, simply because they did not look carefully before they joined some high-sounding venture, or before they more or less blindly advocated some course of action.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by EMP Shield, veteran-owned, American-made products to protect your sensitive electronics, whole home, RV, communications gear, or individual equipment from the harmful effects of electromagnetic energy. Check them out at empshield.com. Lady Liberty, the last 3 minutes or so.
Okay.
We've got a listener letter want to get to real quick.
Yeah, we had, Trump, as most of you probably know, Trump created the Office of the Former President to advance U.S. interests. And I still take huge issue with that because he's not the former president. He is the current elected, legally elected and rightful winner of the presidential election.
Yes.
So as far as I'm concerned, he's still the president. He just has, they've got his office blocked off with fences.
Like I said, president in exile.
Yes, he's president in exile. He's like on Elba, like, you know, so we've got, we've got a letter here from a listener that I just really appreciated, and I wanted to share it with all of you. It says, about our January 26th broadcast where we had mentioned that Trump was in exile on, you know, basically like on Elba. And he says, JJS and LL, we had just made the same observation. President in exile. Now that he has established the office of the former president, I'm a citizen of the former United States. God bless. He said, haha, exactly.
No
kidding. If he's former, so are we.
Yeah. Well, as the Republic has fallen, they're not going to follow the Constitution anymore.
Nope.
So I don't even know how they can even enforce any laws.
They can't.
The Constitution is where they derive their power from.
That's
they
right.
took an oath to.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Right now, there's a major purge. They're getting ready. They're setting the stage to come after patriots. But they're talking about our military right now. Trump supporters, purging Trump supporters from our military and from our, the civilian, like Department of Defense contractors and so on. What's coming next? You FBI and DHS agents out there, you call yourselves patriots. When you contact patriots, you go, I actually believe in the same thing you guys. We're patriots too. Well, guess what? We're going to find out which side of the fence you're really on because they're coming for you also.
Yep, that's right.
We need you guys to decide right now which side you're going to be on. Because if you're truly an American patriot, they are coming for you. So you're going to either comply, you're going to capitulate, and you're going to help this illegal regime round up American citizens and violate their rights for the sake of a paycheck, or you're going to have to go lay low and go underground and just zip it and do what you can where you can and not be part of the problem, or you're going to be on the street. And this is some tough decisions are coming.
Right. These are like Nuremberg decisions.
Exactly. They are not going to allow you to be tolerant. That's not good enough.
That's right.
Tolerant of things that you might disagree with politically or ideologically, you have to embrace it. If you're going to work for the cartel, they're going to illegal entities have a way of weeding people out.
Yep.
All right. You can't just go along for the ride and watch somebody get executed. You're going to have your turn to execute somebody to make sure that you're proven.
Besides, we already think you have taken a vacation for the past 4 years, and where were you when we needed you?
That's right. Prove us wrong.
Yep.
All right, you guys, be safe. Have a safe weekend. God bless you all, and we'll see you Monday morning.
Have an awesome Fired Up Friday, all you Christian patriots out there, and blessings to all of you.